Humiliation with a chastity cage. Is chastity alone not humiliation enough? I can't imagine what it would be like to give up complete and total control of your cock, to lock it away in a chastity cage and be subject to the whims of your mistress. Well, I can't imagine it. From the mistress's side, that is. Not the being humiliated part, of course, but certainly causing the humiliation. The thing is, I know how much you crave humiliation, how it makes you even hornier, even more desperate to come. Vicious cycle, really. Cock straining at the cage. I was going to tell you to be careful, to relax a bit, that if you got too excited, your cock might start to get hard and it might explode out of the cage. But I know that's never going to happen. One of the reasons you're in chastity is because your penis is pathetically small. I think even if you got as hard as you've ever been, there would still be room in that chastity cage, wouldn't there? Isn't that even more embarrassing and humiliating? Not only are you locked up, but to have your chastity mistress point out your lack of equipment and ability. It must be because that pendick actually seems to be filling up that cage. The humiliation part? You must come in your cage. Oh my. Is it driving you wild, all this humiliation and embarrassment? Is it even worse than being teased and edged part? I will give you a chance to actually come, though. It's not one of my evil teases where I say I'm going to give you a release and then decide at the last minute not to. The broken promise. Or even to ruin it. I do love that. No, this time I will allow you a full orgasm. But I'm not taking the cage off. That's right. You have to come in your cage. Now here, let me get my Hitachi wand. That should help things along, shouldn't it? This is Mistress Christine, and you can reach me at 800-601-6975 and check out my blog at mistressphonesexcalls.com.